USAC is integrating its current legacy applications into Epic to give external users a single platform to conduct all their e-rate transactions. After the system consolidation, all invoice-related processes for funding year 2016 and later will happen in Epic. So, what's changing? Firstly, users will need to be granted access to the invoicing features in Epic by their system administrators. These features include the creation, submission, and certification of invoices and service provider annual certifications, or SPACs. There will also be changes to what fields in the system are publicly visible and when, and how users will receive and respond to notifications and outreach. Notification letters for invoices with a funding year of 2016 and later will no longer be mailed via the U.S. postal system. Instead, the bare notification letter and applicant quarterly disbursement report, or QDR, will appear directly within the Epic News tab, and a copy will also be sent via an automated email to the contact on record in Epic. Additionally, external users will be able to receive and respond to invoice-related outreach directly within the Epic system, and partial and full rights users will receive an automated email notifying them when new communication has been received for an invoice line in Epic. At the time of the consolidation, the legacy system will no longer be available to external users. However, it will remain accessible to internal users to process invoices for FRNs with a funding year of 2015 and earlier. As a result, the legacy system will not contain the bulk of the invoices submitted going forward. To submit an invoice for an FRN with a funding year of 2015 and earlier after the legacy system is retired, external users can open a customer service case within the Epic system. Invoices submitted for FY15 and earlier, as well as invoices that were processed and paid in the legacy system prior to the system consolidation, will not be visible in Epic. However, users can monitor these invoices through OpenData, which houses data for invoices paid after January 1st of 2016. For invoices that have yet to be paid, you can always request a status update by opening a customer service case in Epic. Despite the changes happening with the system consolidation, the invoicing processes, rules, and business requirements will stay the same. Disbursements will continue to occur on a twice-weekly basis, just like they do today. The bare remittance statement will continue to be sent by USAC's finance department via traditional email to the general financial contact listed on FCC Form 498. Finally, invoices with a funding year of 2015 and earlier will continue to receive notifications through the U.S. Postal Service and invoice-related outreach via traditional email. These changes will occur in a phased approach with implementation of certain features in 2023. For more information on the processes discussed on this slide, check out the Epic Navigation Reference Guide linked in the Resources tab in your course player. Click Next to continue.